Welcome to the podcast, Restore Yourself, Restore Your Marriage, where it's all about discovering the thoughts that get you in the mode, the thoughts that get you out of the mode, and how creating a deeper connection with yourself creates a deeper connection with your spouse. I'm your coach, Shelley Anderson, coaching you through life, love, and intimacy. This is episode 194, Total Eclipse of the Intimate Heart. Yes. Do you guys remember that song from the 80s by Bonnie Tyler that was called Total Eclipse of the Heart? Turn around. I used to love this song. It is so good. It's like a power ballad, right? It's reminding us that we can make changes. We can turn things around. I love, love, love this song. And what an awesome time today when it's the solar eclipse to be reminded that we can all turn things around. We can turn ourselves around. We can turn our thoughts around. And we can make a wonderful, positive impact in our own lives, in our marriages, in our relationships, and even with intimacy. So let's talk for a second about the eclipse and what it can mean for us when it comes to our intimate relationship. This is a rare alignment, right? A total solar eclipse. This is when the sun is obscured by the moon. And this means that there is going to be a shadow cast across different parts of the earth, right? It's going to be different than what we're used to during the regular day when the sun is out and it's shiny and it's bright and we feel all the warmth of the sun rays, right? This is going to be a little bit different. This is when the sun, the moon, and the earth are aligned. Ooh, I love this word, right? They are aligned. I love that they are not the same, right? This is not a time where the sun and the earth and the moon become the same. They don't change all of their compositions. The moon all of a sudden doesn't become the sun. But there is an alignment that takes place. And I think this is such a really beautiful concept that we can embrace when it comes to intimacy and the different journeys that we're on with intimacy, right? A husband is on his journey, a wife is on her journey. And a lot of times we're just going at our own pace, in our own direction, with our own timing. And sometimes we feel that maybe our journeys are so different and our makeup is so different that things can never be aligned. But this eclipse is a reminder that we don't have to be aligned 24 hours a day, every second of the day, every minute of the day, but that there are moments of alignment and there is a lot to learn from that. Now, the moon appears to be larger than it actually is because it's closer. And so we can also say that the opposite is true, that the sun appears to be smaller than it actually is. But when the moon comes in front of the sun, it allows us to see a certain aspect of the sun, which is called the corona, that we don't normally see. We are unable to see it because the sun is so bright. So there's an element of the sun that we don't normally get to enjoy or experience because of how bright the sun usually is. But the moon coming in front of the sun for this time period during an eclipse changes what we are able to see from the sun. It allows us to see this corona. And the corona is significant for the word crown. And where do we place the crown? Right here on the top of our head, right? This can invite us to think differently, to think higher, to call upon higher thinking skills, even when it comes to intimacy. right? We're probably very used to thinking the way that we do every day on our normal daily schedule. And maybe we're not used to challenging some of the normal thoughts that we have every day about intimacy. And the eclipse can invite us to, hey, put on your crown, think a little higher, think a little different. This is a wonderful opportunity. And so as the moon goes in front of the sun and changes the look of the sun, for this time, we also have the opportunity to look at things differently, right? For a time, we can challenge ourselves to change the look of something. And we are able to do that with our mind. So we're going to talk about that. So the moon and this solar eclipse, it has two requirements. The moon has to be in its new moon phase, which means its orbit brings it in between the Earth and the sun. So the orbit has to be correct. And it can only happen during an eclipse season, which doesn't happen every day. It happens every 30, or the phase lasts about 34 days every 6 months. So I love this concept because we don't have to be challenging ourselves every second of the day, right? Especially if you're a wife and you've really struggled with desire to be intimate, you don't have to be doing this and challenging this every second of every day. That's going to feel very overwhelming. But we can also look at this eclipse and say, you know what? But there are times I can spend a good amount of time focusing on it, trying to challenge the way I think about it. I don't have to do it all day, every day. But when I do feel negative, when I do have some negative thoughts about it, when I do feel resistant, when I do feel like I'm not in the mood and not interested in intimacy, I can use that to say, hey, this is a moment, this is a time, this is a phase that I can take a closer look at it. I love the concept of phases, right? Because they come, they last for a while, and then they move along. And if we are feeling resistant to dive into the topic of intimacy, we can look at it with a perspective of phases. Allow yourself to dive into it, look at things differently, challenge your negative thoughts about it, and then let it go for a bit, right? We don't have to do it every second of every day. We don't have to fall for the trap that, hey, I'm going to become something I'm not, right? We just look at it as this is a wonderful time. This is a wonderful phase, and I can take advantage of it. Now, it's interesting that these eclipses are predictable. They occur in nature. They are a natural part of how things are supposed to take place. And this is really good insight for us. And scientists know that these eclipses are coming, and they prepare. They prepare for these eclipses because it is such a unique time. They want to do certain things during the eclipse. They want to collect data that they cannot collect during times when there is not an eclipse. So it's a unique opportunity. And we can look at this in the same way, right? When we start to challenge things and look at things different and put that corona on, we can look at that time as a almost like from the scientist perspective, right? We can say, hey, this is a great opportunity to collect some data that is unique, some data that I have not collected before and that I can learn from. So we're able to kind of also participate in the scientific process, even when it comes to intimacy. And the eclipse is the perfect opportunity and invitation to do so. And during the eclipse, scientists get especially excited because there is a change in temperature. Yes. My husband and I took our kids to see the eclipse several years ago when we decided to go to a city where we would be in the path of totality,
to really experience the total eclipse. And I remember that was one of the first things I noticed when it started happening was a change in the temperature. I didn't know that was coming because I did not prepare, except for with the glasses. But it's not like I researched what was going to take place. So I immediately noticed that the temperature dropped and it was noticeable. And scientists know that this is going to happen. There's going to be a change in the temperature. And if we think about our relationships, we can also experience changes in the temperature, right? Sometimes we feel cold towards our spouse. Sometimes we feel hot or warm and affectionate. We can experience all types of temperatures in our marriage and even with intimacy. And so this change in temperature during the eclipse can allow us to really think that, hey, it's okay to experience changes in temperature because now I have an understanding of what all the different temperatures feel like. I am gaining insight and wisdom to know what it feels like when things are cold. And I know what it's like when things start to warm up. And I know what it's like when I'm feeling heated, right? And that can be heat in a good way or a negative way. But we can have all of those experiences. We're not meant to just have one experience in our relationships and in our life. We are meant to have a wide variety, a large spectrum of experiences. The same thing is true with our feelings, right? There's not just one or two feelings that exist in the world. There's over 100. We are meant to experience all of them and learn from them. Now, we can have a lot of significance in the eclipse and what it can mean for us. We can say, hey, this is a time of darkness. This is going to be a time of something that I'm not used to. I'm going to have to take a step in the dark and maybe learn something about intimacy that I haven't learned before. It might feel uncomfortable, but I can learn from it, right? Even when we talk about faith on a spiritual level, we often talk about taking a couple steps in the dark before we see the light. And that is a strong foundation for our faith. And we can look at this in the same way with intimacy. Sometimes we have to take a few steps in the dark saying, I don't know what's coming. I don't know what this looks like. I don't know this side of myself. And it may feel uncomfortable. And I want everyone to really think about this word uncomfortable and unfamiliar and not allow that to be a roadblock, right? Think about when you were very young, first learning to walk, right? That was uncomfortable, right? We were definitely unsteady. We would get off balance. We would fall down. It would hurt. But just because it was uncomfortable, we didn't stop. We kept at it. We kept trying. And then we learned how to walk, and now it becomes easy for us. It becomes a part of who we are, becomes a part of our everyday life. And now we probably don't even think about walking. Same with reading, right? Learning to read in the beginning is miserable for a lot of people, very uncomfortable. We don't want to get things wrong. We don't want to be embarrassed. And yet, being able to face that uncomfortable and work through it anyways, then we learn how to read and we have all the benefits of reading, all the beauty that comes with knowing how to read. It is worth it. And the same thing can be true with intimacy. Certain aspects of intimacy may seem uncomfortable at first, but as we spend some time working through it, being resilient, we can really enjoy the fruits of it and what's on the other side of that uncomfortableness. We cannot allow our lives to be run by the uncomfortable. So the eclipse allows us to have some new opportunities. It invites us to look at things a little bit differently, to think about things a little bit differently, and to pay attention to some of the energies that are within us and around us. And sometimes the energies can really align, and sometimes they work together. Sometimes it's a balancing act back and forth. There's a lot of different options and varieties of how we can use what is naturally a part of us and our energies so that they start to work in a way that is coordinated, in a way that is harmonious, and yet still not exactly the same. We don't need to be afraid of that. And during this time, we can also create new connections, new ways of thinking, and gain awesome insights as we allow ourselves to experience an eclipse, an intimate eclipse. So I want to just point out maybe five intimate insights that we can have during the eclipse. One is that this is an opportunity to discover something that has been hidden, that is normally not obvious to our view, something that is rare, and that only comes as we decide to participate in the eclipse, right? In an intimate eclipse. For the women, for the wives, this might mean, hey, maybe this is time to look into the intimate side of myself because it has been uncomfortable. I haven't done it. I have been afraid of it. But now, if I look at it in this eclipse phase or perspective, then that gives me a little bit of confidence that I can do it for the time being. I can use higher understanding, higher thinking, that I can go beyond the surface of just dismissing things as like, oh, that's just sex, right? It has no significance for me, no place in my life. And instead of debasing sex and just looking at it as something so superficial, like, oh, that's just what animals do. This is just animalistic. We can dig deeper, right? We really can do this and say, but for me, what is the significance going to be for me? Maybe I haven't done that yet, but maybe this is the opportunity that I can do that. And I can say there are layers to the sexual relationship. And so far, I've only looked at it at the surface level, the superficial level. Maybe I need to dig a little deeper and look at it with a different lens. It also allows us to take time to prepare, just like the scientists do. When we prepare ourselves for an intimate experience, this is allowing us to have more of an active role in what the experience is going to actually be like. If we have thought, oh, sex has just been super sucky. I haven't liked this. I haven't liked the other aspect. It's not very romantic. This gives us an opportunity to prepare to put the romance in. Get those candles set up ahead of time. Get your playlists ready to go, right? That preparation will allow us to enjoy the experience way more and learn from it, right? If we set the candles, let's say we light one candle and then we have an intimate experience. Now we have some new knowledge to go off of. Was that one candle enough? Did it do the trick? Did we love the lighting of that one candle? Did it make you feel like, yes, this is very romantic? I love the look of the room with this one candle. I love how I look. I love how my spouse looks. Or maybe we actually need to add another candle. Maybe it was too dark, right? Maybe it was too far away and we need to bring the candle in closer. All this gives us information, right? Like an intimate scientist, an intimacy scientist, right? We can do that for ourselves. This is very exciting. And when we're able to do that, then we can know what adjustments need to be made for the next intimate experience so that we enjoy it more. This is very empowering. It's a much more fun place to be as we approach intimacy. Another insight for intimacy that we can gain from the eclipse is that this alignment that takes place with purpose changes the look of things, right? This means that as we accept this alignment as a part of life, that it has purpose, that it has significance, we get to decide what the meaningfulness of that is. And we get to do this on a very personal level. Whatever our spouse wants to make intimacy mean for them, that's great. But what we want to make intimacy mean for us is also great and fabulous, right? Those two things don't need to be the same. The way your spouse thinks about it and the way you think about it, they don't need to be the same. Your purpose behind it doesn't need to be the same. Your meaningfulness behind it does not need to be the same. It needs to be your own. One that you like, that you can get behind, that you can support and say, yes, I like that. I like that reason for me to be intimate. Let's go with that. These changes, right? Experiencing the different perspective, experiencing the dark, experience a colder temperature. They are meant to happen. They are supposed to happen. We're not just supposed to feel the sun 24 hours a day. We're meant to experience differences and opposites. They are supposed to come, and our acceptance of them is going to be key in how we think about those changes, how we think about those opposites. So many people are resistant to the opposite. But what if we actually just started to put the corona on and say, what if I think about the opposite with a more positive perspective and say, that's supposed to happen. Experiencing an opposite is a complement to whatever I naturally experience. They complement each other. It's really hard to know what joy is if you have never experienced sadness or a hardship. It would be really hard to appreciate joy. And the same is going to be true with intimacy. It's hard. It's going to be very hard to experience the joy and the beauty and the light, the warmth of intimacy if we don't think it sucks. So if you think it sucks at times or even right now, that's okay. But you have to know that there is something beautiful on the other side. And now that you've experienced the sucky side, hey, let's go for some of the goodness that can come out of it, right? We're supposed to change. We are supposed to go through changes. We are not meant to stay exactly the same. We are supposed to learn, grow, develop. So we should not be resistant to experiencing the opposite, to experiencing change, experiencing things that are different than what we're used to, experiencing the uncomfortable. We should say, this is part of it. This is part of life. This will create resilience within us. And that is a beautiful quality to have, especially in relationships. Resilience is awesome for relationships. So being able to think about an eclipse and having resilience during eclipse is going to be great for the relationship. Darkness is a phase. It's temporary. It comes, it goes, it helps us transition, right? When it's dark in the world, we are able to sleep. Our body is able to rest and recover. It's needed. And sometimes if we view intimacy and different aspects of intimacy as something dark to be avoided, we really need to put that corona on and think higher about it. Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with thoughts that are actually true and allow you to think about intimacy differently and in a way that is more beneficial and serving. Yes, that makes a difference. During an eclipse, the things that we normally see on the surface become a little bit less noticeable. It's hard to notice normal colors during an eclipse. It's almost like everything goes into black and white, like an old movie. So this allows us to think about things differently and, again, not get caught up in superficial things that are just surface level. We need to dig a little bit deeper. We need to go to the bigger concepts. And one of them is that we're actually a lot more alike, even between husband and wife. We're a lot more alike. We're both on a journey. We're both trying to get through life. We're both trying to understand things. We're both trying to learn how to manage and process our experiences. All humans are doing that. And most likely, we're all having some struggles with intimacy. So that is something you're actually aligned on, right? It's not easy for a husband or a wife. It's a struggle for both. Both spouses are struggling. Both spouses sometimes feel rejected or used. Both spouses have their own weaknesses. Both spouses fall short. Both spouses change and go through changes. And both spouses go through phases. Yeah, we're a lot alike. We're a lot alike. And the details of those things are different and unique, but we are still very much alike. And finally, the new experiences that we can have during an eclipse can really change our understanding, our perspective, our focus. It allows us to see the bigger picture of things, not just get caught up in the superficial things. And when we are able to think differently, when we're able to think using our higher brain, you know what happens? We usually come up with new solutions, fresh solutions, something we hadn't thought of before. And this is fabulous news. This is exciting. This is where our brain goes, yes, I love that idea. That feels good in the body. When we never challenge our old ways of thinking, we're going to get stuck with the same old solutions we've been trying for years that have not worked. And that feels very boring. This is why we need to put that corona on. We need to challenge our thinking. We need to think higher. We need to dig deeper so that our brain will say, hey, I never thought about this, you know, in that way. I never thought about intimacy in this new light with this new perspective. But when I do, all of a sudden now a new thought is coming about how to approach the challenges I've been having. And I feel better about it. That feels amazing. That feels wonderful. I want to go try that. All of a sudden we have a refreshed motivation because we have a new idea, a new thought about the challenges we did have with intimacy. All of that can come as we contemplate on the eclipse, right? What a fun opportunity. So I hope that everyone can take today or this week to actually reflect on these wonderful, intimate insights that can come with the eclipse and really allow your brain to absorb it and allow your brain to really think differently about the challenges that you have been having with intimacy and look forward to when the sun comes back into view, right? With that warmth again, a new perspective, new light. And if a new thought comes to your mind, like, hey, try this out, I would challenge all of you to follow through on that. Because remember, the more you restore this type of intimacy with yourself, the more you restore it with your spouse. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope you will join me again next week.